This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's 3684, the number for that. You also can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com.
All right, Doug. So tell us a little bit about these jumbo loans that you've been sharing with me over the dinner table. Explain that a little bit.
All right, jumbo loans. And I guess what I've been sharing with you over the dinner table is we've become the premier jumbo loan lender in St. Louis. And I guess I've been happy over the dinner table because we've been closing so many of them that people are just coming to us over and over because we just kill everybody on rates when it comes to jumbo loans. We were just better than every other lender in St. Louis.
So what is a jumbo loan?
All right, so a jumbo loan, obviously it sounds like it must be big, right?
Right, sounds big.
Yeah, so any loan over $417,000 is a jumbo loan.
Okay.
A mortgage over $417,000.
So why do they call it a non-conforming loan?
Okay, so the reason they call it a non-conforming loan is, and that doesn't apply just to jumbos, but it's a typical one, is a conforming loan means it conforms to agency guidelines. So Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac guidelines would be a conforming loan.
Okay.
Okay. And a non-conforming loan would be any loan that does not conform to those guidelines, which could apply like to a subprime loan or an Alt-A loan. But predominantly a non-conforming loan will refer to a jumbo loan.
Okay.
Because they don't conform to agency guidelines simply because the loan amount is higher. And because it's higher, it can't be sold to Fannie and Freddie. It's higher than the 417 loan limit.
Okay.
And so it conforms to their own guidelines that they make up in the secondary market.
So are these rates going to be higher than a conventional loan? Or?
Okay, so it's an interesting thing to watch how this develops in the market, because over time you'll see the ebbs and flows of the differences between a conforming rate and a non-conforming rate or a jumbo rate.
Right.
Sometimes, like for years and years, they were about 0.375% higher. Jumbo rates were 0.375% higher than a conforming rate. Okay, then, and what would make a conforming rate less would be the fact that there's a government guarantee on those loans.
Okay.
Okay, there's not as much risk for the lender.
Okay.
Okay, so these secondary market investors that decide to do a jumbo loan, okay, they're basically just making up their own guidelines and deciding, this is money we're going to keep in-house. So it might be Chase, it might be Redfin or Redwood Trust is another big one that's out there doing jumbo loans. Wells Fargo does a lot of jumbos. There's only a handful of jumbo lenders in the country that have the money to be able to do it, and they make up their own guidelines. They don't have to use the same guidelines as Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. So we'll watch the risk on those loans as the risk gets higher or the risk gets lower, means that those rates will, sometimes they're a full percent above a conforming loan, but right now it's the lowest I've ever seen jumbo rates. Jumbo rates are basically identical to what we see on conventional loan rates or conforming loan rates.
Okay. Now, are these rates adjustable or can they be fixed or how does that work?
Okay. So for years in the market, for basically from 2008 until 2013, you couldn't get a 30-year fixed loan on a jumbo loan. Or if you did, it was going to be an extremely high interest rate. You would have to get an adjustable rate loan or an ARM. Okay, and now you can get a 30-year fix on a jumbo loan for basically the same rate as a conforming loan.
Well,
it's crazy. I mean,
it's a
huge opportunity for people, especially if they think they're going to be in their house for quite a while.
Right, because that was going to be my next question, is why do you think you're getting so many jumbo loans? But that explains it, because the rates are very competitive, it sounds like.
Well, okay, so the reason we are getting so many is not just because the market is good, but because our jumbo rates beat everybody else's jumbo rates.
Okay.
And that's just simply because of the way we can structure our cost, that we can keep our cost much less than other lenders. And, I can basically take a much lower margin on jumbo loans, which just makes our rates less.
Right. Okay. So what about underwriting guidelines? Because, just closing a conventional loan could be, it's kind of overwhelming at times, but I can only imagine non-conforming.
Right. Okay, so the guidelines aren't necessarily that much different. Here's one of the big differences. On a conforming loan, we can run it through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac's automated underwriting system, meaning
right.
that we get a loan application, we stick it in the computer, we ask Fannie Mae's underwriting system for an answer, it spits back what they call approve eligible, meaning that it's approved, it's eligible, meeting the guidelines. Here's the list of underwriting criteria we're going to ask for. You give us these exact income documents, these asset documents, and you're approved. Okay, with a jumbo lender, you don't always get that. Some of them will have an automated underwriting system, but a lot of them go back to the manual traditional underwriting where they have a set of guidelines and an underwriter will actually look at it and check everything off. So in case you just joined us, you'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about jumbo loans and some of the differences in underwriting guidelines. So Tammy, some of the other differences in guidelines are going to be the down payment amounts.
Okay.
That you will have to put a little bit more money down on a jumbo loan, where on a conforming loan, 5% down is pretty common.
Okay.
On a jumbo loan, 20% down is really what's required. Now, we can do as little as 10% down, but the rates are not going to be quite as good.
Okay.
There's going to be less investors that can buy that loan. But if you can do 20% down, you're going to get a fantastic deal.
So now, I might be jumping around here, but my brain's going to credit score. Is that any different than a conforming loan, or how does that?
Your credit scores are going to be expected to be a little bit higher, but we can still do them as low as a 620 credit score on
a jumbo loan.
Right.
Wow.
But the best programs are going to require at least a 680, and really the higher you get, 700 to 720, the higher your credit scores, the better the rate is that you're going to get.
Okay.
Another thing that's a little bit different are the debt-to-income ratios.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a 45%, really should be more like a 41% debt-to-income ratio. So that's basically taking all your debts, including your house payment, and dividing it by your income. So you need to be a little more conservative on that. And the last thing are reserves, meaning that they want to know how many assets you have so that if for some reason you lose your job, how many months of house payments could you make without having a job. So that's the number of months of reserves, where conforming loans really don't have a reserve requirement.
But on
jumbo loans they do, that the more months of reserves you have, then the better the deal is that you're going to get.
And it has to be provable income.
Right. The income has to be provable, which is a problem for some people.
Right. Well, if you own your own business and don't take a paycheck, I guess that can be.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. So where do you see some opportunities for some people out there that could have a jumbo loan?
Okay. So if you have a jumbo loan, here's an opportunity for you. If you're currently in a jumbo loan and you're in an adjustable rate, okay, I've seen a lot of people that were in adjustable rates that if you got your loan before 2014, okay, then you probably are in an adjustable rate as a jumbo loan. Reach out and talk to us because we can probably take you into a fixed rate maybe for the same rate where you are and you're adjustable now. Okay, you don't want to be stuck in that adjustable loan when it starts to adjust. The adjustments right now are not a big deal because all the short-term interest rates are low. At some point, those will go up, though, and do not be caught in that trap. Okay, inflation will go up at some point. All this borrowing that our government's doing means that adjustable rates will go up long-term. So you need to get into a fixed-rate loan while you can and not be stuck in the adjustable long term. So get in touch with me. Okay, you could reach out to me, shoot me a text, and just say jumbo loan and your name. You could text me at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. So 472-3684. Shoot me a text right away, and let's see if I can help you. You get into a better rate on your jumbo loan. So, Tammy, there are a few other differences with this, too. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people that have been stuck in their jumbo loans because they don't declare enough income.
Right.
They got into it using a stated income loan, and now they can't get out of it.
Right.
So we've helped a lot of people with that. I actually review a lot of self-employed people's tax returns, even before they file them, to let them know, hey, listen, you're going to be just a little bit off from qualifying. You may not want to exaggerate those deductions. You might want to reduce those deductions a little bit if you want to qualify for a loan this year. So that's a big thing that we can offer that I know other lenders just can't. They don't understand self-employed tax returns the way we do, to help people walk through that process and go really in depth with them.
You are really good at that. We've had a couple friends that have done loans with you, and to hear them unbiasedly say what a thorough job you guys have done, your team is just amazing. So, yeah, I encourage everyone out there to just give Doug a call at 314-472-DOUG.
So I'll ask the question, have you heard of the Homes for Heroes program? Well, if you're a veteran, a police officer, a firefighter, teacher, or healthcare worker, you don't want to miss what's coming up. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.